Welcome to the Real Ascent Podcast, where we intentionally use our life challenges and successes to build more impactful lives. We interview incredible guests who share their experiences to highlight the value of honest, raw conversations and deep human connection. I'm Dr. Michelle Snow, a multi-passionate entrepreneur who strives to create a life I truly love by learning from the lives of the people around me. And I want to share that journey with you to help you do the same. So let's get started. Welcome back to the Real Ascent Podcast. First of all, I want to give you a big thanks for your patience. I was traveling all of last week and wasn't able to get any content out for you on the podcast. So I appreciate your patience in waiting for me for this next episode. So thank you. With that, I want to start talking about the unexpected. So where I was traveling to this past week was to Florida for a retreat. This was a women's retreat that I have been helping to build out for the past year. And with coronavirus, we had to postpone it for a bit, and we finally were able to make it happen. So it was a women's retreat about personal development. We wrapped so many topics around in that, but all of these women were coming to this retreat, this small group of women, and I didn't know everybody. There were some women that I had never met, and there were women that were coming to this retreat that maybe knew one other person that was going to be there, but they took that leap of faith and decided to come for themselves to really grow in their relationship with themselves and work through things that they're going on in their life. But they knew that this would be a powerful experience, being able to join in community with these other women and get to know them on a deeper level than any of us really expected. It was an incredible experience, and I didn't know what to expect that would come out of this, even though I helped plan it. But so much goes into an event like this where you can plan a structure and a schedule, but it really comes down to who these women are as they come, as they arrive, who they are and where they're at in life. And us planning this retreat, we get to then tailor it to them, which is so amazing. Seeing the growth in these women and in myself throughout the weekend was so incredible. It truly is indescribable what I experienced in its entirety, and very beautiful experience. I feel blessed that God allowed me to play out this vision and His timing to bring this retreat to these women. There were so many moments that I was able to witness these women realizing their life pains, and that the other women around them, they had painful things in their lives as well. Some of which were similar, some of which were very different. But seeing them realize that we all have these various pains that we are dealing with, but that we can still come together in community and truly support each other, uplift each other, grow together, is so, so powerful. Powerful for the women to experience it, but also really powerful for me to witness them experiencing it. These women on the retreat also got to see a lot of hope and faith and joy within all the women around them. Opportunities for them to realize that they are able to grow. They are able to pursue the dreams that they truly want, despite the challenges that are placed in their path along the way. And seeing all these women on the retreat throughout the weekend making room for true, genuine friendships. I think a lot of us can get caught in situations where we have a friendship that we've had for a long time or that has served us in a season of our life, but something happens along the way or paths kind of change and you may be drifting apart, but you feel like you have to hold on to that friendship so desperately because it was so good for the time that it was. But allowing yourself to truly look at that friendship and assess it for yourself now. And is it really bringing value to your life? Is it really serving you? Because if it's not, and you are simply holding on to that past idea of that friendship and what it was and how it served you in the past, we can hang on to something for much longer than what God intended us to have it in our lives for, which honestly takes away from the room, the space, the energy that we have to invest in other true, genuine friendships that we need right now in this season. So allowing yourself to make room for those types of friendships, it will expand so much more in your life, allow you to truly take on and thrive through those challenging moments in your life, allow you to have a support network to lean on, but also to bring so much joy into your life, so much laughter and fun and childlike spirit that is vital for us to hold on to throughout our lives. These were just some of the things that I was able to witness and realize throughout this weekend with these women on retreat. And I am just blown away, honestly. There was so much that I can't even put to words, getting to be a part of and witness this growth in these various ways. It makes me really, really excited for the next retreat that we host because I want more women. I want women like you to be able to experience this as well. There was a moment on the last day of the retreat that really sticks out in my mind, and I want to share that with you before we wrap up. After packing all of our bags, and some women already leaving to go catch their flights or to go home, there was a group of us that went down to the beach, and it was a rainy, cloudy day, but we decided to stand on the beach and say a final prayer together, join in a circle and pray and sing a worship song together. And it brings goosebumps and tears to my eyes for me to think back on this moment because these women surrounding me in this circle, a lot of them were strangers just a few days before. And standing there on this last morning of our retreat, in this circle, praying and singing, joining our voices together, we were sisters. And I will never forget the power of that moment. the joy that it brought my heart to grow my community, to grow my sisterhood, but most of all, to have done so through the power and the vision that God put forth. It was a truly beautiful moment to experience, and it wrapped up the retreat for me, giving me so much peace, so much joy, but so much excitement for what is to come. And all of the other women that I get to join in my sisterhood in the future. With that, I want to thank you so much, as always, for investing your time with me today, for continuing to genuinely better yourself daily. And I'll catch you on the next episode.